welcome to our podcast on meal prep and how to be successful with your eating plan. We're going to give you our six best ideas for how to be successful with your new diet, some suggestions from Tina and I, and some other local resources. We hope this will be really helpful for you in getting started and sticking with your plan. Let's talk a little bit about meal prep and how we can actually make it happen with these dietary changes, because it's not really very realistic, right, for us to cook three meals a day and always have to be in the kitchen preparing things. I think different people have different methods of preparing their food or having healthy food available, but I would say planning is the biggest thing, right, is
Absolutely.
You want to have the healthy food available to you.
If you don't plan, you're going to get hungry, and you're going to get hungry, and you're going to reach for whatever's closest. So there are a lot of meal services. Of course, I'm going to plug Caleb because he's one of our partners that can actually cook for you, and he does service all the three different levels on this 21-day sugar detox program, so he's an excellent resource. You even suggested hiring somebody, an assistant, to come cook for you for $15 an hour.
Yeah, and his food is really, really good. And so if you're somebody who taste is a big factor, I would say you can't do better than Caleb.
That's right.
You know, for me, I think his food tastes great. I don't really care one way or the other. I want it to be easy for me. And that's the main thing. So everyone's really different. One other factor is if you have special dietary needs, then he can't necessarily accommodate that with the, as far as I know.
That's true.
So then one thing that some people will do is have a personal assistant come over and stop at the store for them and prepare some of the food for them. And we'll give some examples of what that food prep looks like, but just somebody to come over and do it and clean up for you. And a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, I can't afford to do something like that. And for me, I found that I used to pay a college student $10 an hour to go to the grocery store and come home and put the stuff away for me. Mm-hmm. And every single time she did it, she spent less at the store than I would have because there was absolutely no impulse buying. She bought exactly what I told her to buy.
Right.
And I saved way more than what I paid her to come over and do it. And it was great. It was such a nice thing to do.
That's a great benefit. Was there any fear in kind of relinquishing that control over your food shopping list?
No, because I knew her. I knew I could trust her to kind of follow the directions. And I bought the same stuff every time anyway. So I could just write down, this is exactly what I want. And even though I don't think of myself as an impulse buyer, she always spent less than me.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah. So, I mean, it paid for her no problem to do that.
I do know of another service that's excellent. It's called A Friend That Cooks. That's just afriendthatcooks.com.
Oh, good.
The owner's name is Brandon O'Dell, and this is exactly what he does. So he can really be specifically accommodating to certain particular health issues or dietary issues.
Okay.
So that's a great resource as well.
Yeah, that's great. And I have a couple of friends who use Meals for a Month, which is a service that gives you really, really explicit instructions on what we're about to talk about next, which is just how to prepare food at home.
Mm-hmm.
This service gives you really explicit instructions on exactly what to buy at the grocery store, exactly how to prepare it so that it's ready when you're ready to cook, and how to spend one day cooking all day so that you can package up meals and put them in the freezer and you have enough meals to last you a whole month.
Wow.
So it's a big process. It's the people that I know that do it say that it's a lot of work, but I have tried the food that they prepare and it's actually really, really good.
Is that a website people can go to?
Yeah. And I think it costs $8 a month to be a member. And that gets you in on sugar-free plans, gluten-free plans, dairy-free, vegetarian, vegan, every kind of dietary thing you can think of. And they update it every month, so it's always new.
That's a great resource.
Yeah. And you can go back and look at previous ones once you sign up. It's really a good deal.
That is a really good deal. Well, now, at our home, we do, like, meals for a week. Well, Herb is my executive assistant. He's a great, great help in the kitchen. In fact, he's fabulous. And I know we're going to talk about different ways to prepare a meal. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what we do.
Yeah, good.
So because it's really, really simple. And first of all, I want to tell you, if you don't want it in your house, I mean, if you don't want to eat it, don't have it in your house. So that's number one. If you're trying to avoid sugar and junk food and things that come in boxes, then don't have it in your house.
Yes, that is extremely important.
But then also go to the grocery, have a plan of what you want to accomplish and what you want to cook for that week. We have a great tutorial with Caleb about how to shop.
Oh, good.
At the grocery store. There's a link to that on our website. So prep starts with planning your meals and also with going to the store with a plan in mind so you're not doing all that impulse buying.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we start with our protein, and then we buy our vegetables and our fruits, and that's really the mainstay of what we do. We do a lot of grilling year round, but we also love the crock pot for our proteins, and then the vegetables and fruits, we just have pretty much stay fresh with those. Lots of salads or steamed vegetables, mm-hmm. sauteed vegetables. We love that ghee, that clarified butter.
Where do you get yours?
The ghee? Mm-hmm. I actually get it from Caleb because he makes ghee with herbs and also with garlic and sun-dried tomato.
Okay.
He makes some with honey too, but I don't.
Okay.
That's like crack. I can't have that. So we just get a game plan. We just basically build our plate around the paleo because I eat paleo template of protein, vegetables, and fruits. And the fats come in the meat and in some of the vegetables too. So
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
That's good. So you kind of get the food ready to just grill regularly. Is that how you prep?
Yeah, we grill. So our favorite things are our big plank of salmon that we'll do on a cedar plank. And I might have that the next morning for breakfast with some blueberries. It's just delicious.
Okay.
Or we'll do steaks, some slices of steak or chicken up. I like to make chicken salad with the paleo mayonnaise. And once you have it around, I mean, I don't really get sick of it because it's really delicious stuff.
Yeah. I think that's great. And mm-hmm. I think... If you eat fresh foods like salads, you can usually prepare a lot of that at one time and just have it ready to go.
Right. And if you are not good at preparing that way, there's always the go to the grocery store and go through the salad bar.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's a really good point. So I was talking to somebody else about that recently who just absolutely will not cook. It's not a possibility. And so if you can't do anything, if you cannot possibly do anything, that's okay. I would suggest that you go to a place that has a salad bar and a prepared food section and go up to the prepared food section and say, see those chicken breasts? Please put 5 of them in 5 packages. See that salmon? Please put 5 of them in 5 packages. Go over to the salad bar, get like 6 to 10 containers and put vegetables in each one and make each one different.
Wonderful idea.
Yeah, because I mean...
You're doing the same thing.
Yeah, most of that stuff is fresh enough and... Produce is $5 a pound, and in most places like that, unless you're Whole Foods.
Right.
But
$10 a pound.
Yeah. But even still, people, they worry about that cost. But most of the people that I see spend an outrageous amount of money going out to eat, and they don't notice it like they do when they go to the grocery store.
Well, and also I will say that there's nothing like cost of buying, you know, 2 heads of cauliflower, and then you don't chop them up yourself, and then they get brown.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you know that you will not prepare the food, mm-hmm. then find a way because the cost of not eating right on your health is probably a lot higher than you think. It's more than you're aware of. If you are eating processed foods and fast foods all the time, you're probably spending more on that than you think, and you're probably spending more on the consequences than you think. So something like going to a salad bar can be really straightforward and easy to do.
So there are healthy ways that are also convenient
yes.
without doing convenience foods.
Yes. I like to kind of think in terms of what's right for the individual. So I started my journey on eating like this when I was in college. So my grocery budget was $20 a week.
Yeah.
And so that was always a challenge in figuring out how to do it. And I bought the salmon that was on sale and I bought the stuff at the back of the table that was on sale at the farmer's market and just whatever was as inexpensive as possible. And you can go all the way up to being completely organic everything and spend anywhere from a small amount to a huge amount on fresh food. There's room for every budget in eating fresh food.
Right.
And in Kansas City, I think that the River Market Farmer's Market is one really good option if you want high quality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can go once a week. You can stock up on meats, eggs. You can go into the international markets and get bulk nuts. And you can really get everything that you need at the market and spend a fraction of what you would at a local grocery store. So that can be really helpful. And I like to go there. We like to get grass-fed meats and pastured eggs and as much local stuff as we can.
Is that all year long?
All year long, you can get discounted food at the River Market.
Okay.
And then everything else is seasonal.
Okay.
The meats are usually there all year long on Saturdays. And I will make the drive because it's so much cheaper than buying it at the store. And it's something that I really value, is getting a high quality meat.
Yeah, I think Herb and I could do better at that. So that's a good resource.
And actually, the guy that Golden Rule Farm, he's a great guy. I feel so good about giving him my business as often as possible. The quality is really good. The prices are really good. And I know that the animals live a good life. And it just everything about it feels so much better to me. And it's just a little bit of a drive, but it's worth it. It's
so,
really worth it.
So the bottom line is have a plan.
Yes.
Enlist support.
Yes.
Take some time and just put the puzzle pieces together, but they don't have to be 100. It can be like 4.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can do something that's really simple. So what we like to do is bring that food home, and then right away, so that we know that it's going to get done, is right away several pieces of meat, a lot of meat all at once, and also maybe boil some eggs at the same time, chop up several different kinds of vegetables, and actually cook different combinations of vegetables and package all of them up. So after a period of maybe 2 hours, and that's for 6 people, so I mean that's a lot of people that we're preparing food for. After a period of a couple of hours, we have stacks and stacks of single serving meals so that all we have to do is just walk by and grab one on our way out the door.
And when you're talking about lifestyle change, you know, so I could just see some people driving their car listening to this. I would just say, again, this is all about habit change. Try it for a couple of weeks. You might realize that the stress and aggravation that you're saving because you took the time on a Sunday afternoon to plan is really, really worth it.
It's worth it, and it sounds like a time investment. At the same time, I mean, if you're boiling macaroni and microwaving pizzas, I don't think you're spending less time on food prep than we are, because you still have to go into the kitchen and prepare that stuff and clean up. Once we make that stuff, it's ready to go, so I know that I don't have to do anything, and we do it for the kids, too, so it's like I know that none of us has to do almost anything except put that stuff in the dishwasher at the end of the day.
But the important thing is planning.
Yes, you have to plan.
Well, also one more thing about planning. We are doing a cooking class just on this very specific topic with Caleb the first Monday after the workshop starts. So that's Monday, September 21st.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'll be great.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Happy planning.
Thanks for listening. Just to review all of our suggestions, we have a website called Meals for a Month. We have the Evolve PPC meal prep service. You can go into a salad bar, prepared food section. You can hire an assistant to come over and help you with food prep and shopping. You can check out Friends That Cook, or think about prepping several meals at a time so that you can have your food available for you throughout the week. The main takeaway here is you need to pick one of those ideas and really plan to have all of your good food ready to go so you can stay on track.